Keith Peters reporting more jurors were selected in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump in Manhattan today. Correspondent Michael Cisak reports 7 jurors have now been selected.
This means that we need 5 more jurors and up to maybe 6 alternates. So a total of 11 more jurors that could possibly be selected on Thursday or on Friday, because Judge Juan Merchan, he says he's hoping to have opening statements next Monday.
Mr. Trump continued to display his unhappiness being on trial, saying the judge is biased.
We are going to continue our fight against this judge. We think he's totally conflicted. He's a conflicted judge. As you know, we're in appeal.
Israel is launching a diplomatic offensive against Iran as it continues a military response to Iran's missile and drone attack over the weekend.
This morning, Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, has said he is now leading a political war against Iran. He has written to dozens of countries, urging them to sanction Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. And also, we have heard from the military officials as well. Yesterday, the Israeli chief of staff, Herzi Halevi, visited the Nevatim air base, which was struck by several Iranian missiles. Israel says it has suffered limited damage, but he took that occasion to say that Israel will respond.
BBC correspondent Lee Stusset reporting from Jerusalem. House impeachment managers have walked 2 articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas across the Capitol to the Senate, forcing senators to convene a trial. On Wall Street, the Dow by 63 points. This is SRN News. Chuck Swindoll is stepping down.
The celebrated pastor, author, and pioneering Christian radio figure is 89 years old, and he's decided it's time to give up his position as leader of Stonebriar Community Church in Frisco, Texas. However, the church says Swindoll will remain on staff and will preach as often as he wishes to. The church's new senior pastor will be Jonathan Murphy, who chairs the Department of Pastoral Ministries at Dallas Theological Seminary. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democrat-controlled Maine legislature has approved a bill that would protect abortion doctors and those who perform sex change operations from legal action brought in other states. So far, more than a dozen liberal states have passed laws to shield abortion providers and those who seek to help children live as the opposite sex. Abortion is legal in Maine at all stages of pregnancy with the doctor's approval. Last year, lawmakers approved a bill allowing teenagers to receive hormones and puberty-blocking drugs without parental approval. SRN News. The International Monetary Fund predicts the U.S. economy will do somewhat better this year than originally expected.
The IMF says global expansion is being fueled by surprisingly strong growth in the United States. It expects the U.S. economy to grow 2.7% this year, an upgrade from the 2.1% it had predicted in January, and faster than a 2.5% expansion last year. The IMF now envisions 3.2% worldwide expansion this year, up a tick from the 3.1% predicted in January and matching the 2023 pace. Rich Thomason reporting.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell cautioned that persistent elevated inflation will likely delay any Fed interest rate cuts until later this year. That opens the door to a period of higher for longer rates. He worries higher inflation will persist. More details at srnnews.com.